Welcome to Warm It Up Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the amazing Mr. Drew Hunthausen. Drew, why don't you take it from here?
Yes. The sink in my hospital room baffled me. The keyboard at the nurse's station silenced me. Then an elevator button pushed me back to reality. My friends, have you ever been jolted by an unwelcome revelation about yourself? This describes the day in the hospital when an elevator button pushed me to understand that I had been very sick and was now totally blind, hearing impaired, and sitting in a wheelchair. It was unwelcome revelation that I was not ready for and certainly would not have chosen. Hello, everybody, and thank you, Tanya, for that incredible introduction. It's always such a privilege to be on one of Tanya's telesummits. In the midst of life's journey, you would probably agree that there are many endings as well as new beginnings. We all experience them at some time. The question is, what will be the new beginning that replaces a certain ending? Hopefully, the good things end less often and the bad things end quickly. But I think for all of us, the question is, what will be that new that replaces a particular ending? My friends, it's summer. It's June. I can't believe it. I love this weather. I live in Southern California, and the weather is starting to get very nice. Sunny days. Still have a little bit of that June gloom occasionally, but it is summer, and I am so thankful. It just happens that I was reflecting and meditating this morning because today is actually my birthday, and I am very excited about that. It's hard to believe. I'm 33 years young, so I'm still got a long road ahead of me, and you know, I believe, I love to say that the best is yet to come. But I love the theme is warming up. And, you know, as I thought about, of course, as I just said, it's June. So it's definitely warming up everywhere, pretty much. It's the sun's coming out. It's getting hotter. But warming up also, as I thought about my own journey through life and just in general, in life, in business, we all have that time. We all need to warm up. I thought about when I was a kid in Little League or in soccer or really any sports, before you play the game, you always warm up and get your muscles warm, get your muscles ready to spring into action. That's the same with business, really. Warm up, I guess you could say, is going to school or having a mentor, taking business courses, things like that. So warming up is something, is a lifelong thing that we all do. And I am going to talk about that a little bit today, about my warming up. And how I believe there's some tips and tricks to be more successful in warming up and more successful in that final goal. I believe there are certain essentials for life, certain essentials that we can all use for new beginnings, for getting warmed up. And in my life, I have been blessed to use these essentials to help to help develop my and start my new beginnings. It's been a journey. As I said, we're all on our own journey. And I can remember back to when I was 13 or 14 years old. And this was actually a new beginning for me, though I didn't know it at the time. My pastor at my church had asked me to come up and speak to the congregation about tithing or giving back. And at that time, I was giving 10% of my $50 a month allowance back to the church. So I remember I was still a little bit wobbly, on wobbly legs, getting up in front of the whole church. And the first thing I said was, if I could see all of you, I think I'd be really nervous. And it was great because I got a laugh out of everybody, pretty much everybody in the church, and put them at ease. And I continued, I went on to share about tithing, about what I did. But it was one of those things that it put me at ease and put a smile on my face. Of course, I wish today I was able to see everybody when I'm speaking in front of a live audience. But I think I'd be a great speaker for a self-conscious nudist colony, for sure, because they won't have to worry about me seeing them. As I take you through my story, think about your own journey. Think about the endings and new beginnings you have experienced, or maybe new beginnings that might be on the horizon. I believe that life is like a novel with many chapters. It says one ends, a new one begins in fresh. And it's tied with the theme today, warming up, as you can think of reading a novel usually as a new chapter begins, or even the beginning of the book, it warms up through the whole book to that climax, whatever it is. And I think, you know, I was really thinking about that last week, is we are all warm-ups. We are all work in progress. Well, back in 1998, I was a healthy 11-year-old kid, loving life. I had a wonderful family. Two great parents, a younger sister, and an older brother. Well, that all changed in February of that year when somehow I contracted bacterial meningitis. In a blink of an eye, I went from that healthy 11-year-old kid playing baseball and golf to one who spent 3 very long months in a coma. When I woke up from my coma, I was totally blind, hearing impaired, too weak to even sit up on my own. It was a scary thing. But when I did wake up, I went through 7 long years of physical therapy. I graduated college, became a motivational, inspirational speaker, best-selling author, triathlete. It's definitely been a long journey, but I believe that all of us are on our own journeys. And when you think about it, metaphorically, we are all journeying blind because we really don't know what's coming next. We can't see into the future. We just need to have that faith, or I guess you could call it that blind faith, and keep moving forward. One of the things that I have learned, most important things, is that the hand we are dealt in life is never the one we envision for ourselves. But by the grace of God and with the help of others, it is a hand that we can learn to play with joy, hope, and happiness as we move forward. Well, back in 1998, when, and you know, I told you that journey when I was in the hospital. And when my parents, I had gone to a coma, and my parents first rushed me to the hospital, about 10 days into all of it, the doctors told my parents that I would most likely die. And if I didn't, I'd be a vegetable on a feeding tube for the rest of my life. Well, as you can see, or I guess as you can hear, I didn't die. The doctors were wrong. I'm not a vegetable on a feeding tube. But when I did wake up from that coma, as I said, I was totally blind, hearing impaired, and unable to even sit up, not to mention scared to death. I had no clue what the future held for me. Since then, I have come a long way. But I remember that first summer that got sick in February. And when I came home from the hospital, it was July. And I can remember laying helplessly in bed, not knowing what I was going to do with my life. But I can remember falling asleep and dreaming about just being able to get up and burst out through that window back into the sunlight. I can remember what I used to do, riding around the neighborhood in the sunshine with a couple of my friends, going to 7-Eleven and getting one of my favorite things as a kid, a Slurpee. I can remember doing all those things, and it put a smile on my face. And I knew that I wasn't going to be lying in bed for the rest of my life, that I was going to get stronger no matter what it took to be able one day to get outside again, to do those things. And it wasn't easy. As I remember one of my favorite movies, What About Bob? And he's a patient, a psychiatric patient, and his doctor tells him to take baby steps to recovery. And of course, he takes that literally, and that's the humor of the whole movie. But for me, as I thought about my own recovery, it was baby steps, one step at a time. And throughout life, especially during that time, looking back now, I was warming up to where I am now and to where I will go next. Well, finally, my seventh grade year, I was homeschooled all seventh grade year. And then I went back to school in the eighth grade. But, as I think about that first summer and having that resolution to get out of bed, to get outside again, that I was just warming up, I want to fast forward 20 years, fast forward to where I am now. And as I was reflecting on this, it was incredible to me how far I have come in 20 years. This next weekend, I will be doing my 10th triathlon in Carlsbad, California. If you had asked me even just a few years ago, 5 years ago, if I could be doing a triathlon, I would say, what are you talking about? I didn't even know what a triathlon was, other than that it involves biking, running, and swimming. But here I am today getting ready to do that. As I look back, I was warming up to where I am now. I guess you could say it metaphorically. And in our businesses, we are warming up to succeed, to get better. Well, back to the triathlon, because I love triathlons just because I enjoy doing them, but also I believe they are, in a way, at least for me, a metaphor for life, because you have swimming, biking, and running. And how I do of a triathlon, I have a guide. So I am totally blind, and no, I don't do it myself. That would be a little bit interesting, running in circles. But I have a guide that I do the triathlons with. So we swim, run, and bike all together. And just in general, having a guide, having a mentor, having a coach throughout life is so important, because you cannot navigate through this life alone. And I have learned that probably more than a lot of people, because I need help with so many more things because of my disabilities. But despite that, we all need that help. So as I do a triathlon, a normal triathlon starts out with a swim. And the way I swim with my guide is that we have like a tether. So it's like a swim belt that we wear around our waist with a clip on it. And a rope, or you call it tether, goes on to that clip. And then when we swim, we're attached. So I swim to the left of my guide, and I can feel when he makes turns, I can feel the tension on the rope either way, or I'll run into him if I veer too much to one way. So we can swim a full triathlon course, open water course, without stopping and without any other kind of communication. It's pretty incredible. And I was awed when I did it for the first time, how well it works. And then for a bike, I ride a tandem bike, which is just a long bike with two people can ride. I pedal in the back, and then my captain or my guide is in front and steers. And then the running, we just run next to each other and we hold hands and just run normally with the running motion. It is so cool that I have been able to get into this. I have a new beginning for me, but I am still warming up. And as I mentioned at the beginning of my talk, life is like a novel with many chapters. This is just another chapter in my novel. And my friends, As we move forward in our journey, I can't wait to see what the next chapter will bring. The next chapter in my life, in my business, whatever it is, what am I unconsciously warming up for next? What do I need to do to make sure that I succeed? And that was what I was talking about at the beginning, the essentials in life. And I haven't gone through all of them, but I'm just going to mention them right now. Actually, I call it my angel. A stands for attitude. N stands for no excuses. G stands for gratitude. E stands for exercise. And L stands for healthy self-love. And those things, I believe, are essential parts of success wherever you are in life. I want to share with you one of my favorite quotes from Herman Whitman. Don't ask what the world needs. Ask what will make you come alive, and go and do that. Because what the world needs is more people who have come alive. Think about that quote for a minute. Coming alive. What does it mean to come alive? In your personal life, in your business, in your family, to really come alive and keep moving forward. As I said, it is my birthday today, and I am so excited about that. because I don't know what's going to come next, but I believe, I truly believe that the best for me and the best for all of you, the best is yet to come. And it's exciting to say that, exciting and scary, but I know it is true. So my friends, as we move forward, I want to leave a couple thoughts with you, because we cannot navigate through this world alone. And I believe that your influence, which is massive, is like a pebble on the water of life that will be like the ripple when you throw a pebble on the water that will spread out to the far reaches of the earth. In places that you can't even imagine, that you don't even know, your influence is so powerful. So as I say, the best is yet to come. Well, my friends, I do have a gift for all of you. The 5 keys to living a no excuses life, filled with joy, peace, and prosperity. And you can get that by going to drewsinspirations.com. That's DREWS, the word inspirations.com. And today is my birthday. I just want to say, everybody, I don't have it set up yet, but one of the things that I've decided to do for my birthday this year, it's really exciting, is an organization called the Challenge Athletes Foundation that I have been involved with for a couple years. And this organization provides funding for equipment, for being active, for people with all kinds of disabilities, whether it's blind, whether it's someone who's an amputee, or whatever it is. And they provide funding, and they have helped me get into triathlons, get back into swimming, get into biking, get into running, and make it possible. So because I am so thankful, I'm donating my birthday to this organization. And I don't have it totally set up yet, but I would love all of you to connect with me on drewsinspirations.com, because I will be putting more information there. But I am creating a page with all the information. It's going to be eventually on helpdrewbike.com, because I am actually doing a 2-day bike ride in October that's raising money for this organization. And as I said, I am excited about it, excited to be able to donate to an organization that has given me so much and given back so much. And I will say it again, my friends, that the best is yet to come. If you have any questions for me, I would love to take them now. I have a couple minutes.